State Senator Tanya Schutmaker is seeking re-election, but new boundaries mean that she will run in a newly created district. After serving Kalamazoo County and part of Van Buren in her first Senate term, Schutmaker is running in the new 26th district, which includes Van Buren, Allegan, and part of Kent County. Tanya Schutmaker joins us. Good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. It's great to be with you, Gordon.
Please tell our audience what you would do if you could get another 4 years in the state Senate.
Well, I think we have done an amazing job at both the governor and then the legislature at turning Michigan's economy around. We've taken our economy from having one of the worst business taxes on record to having one of the top 10 business climates in the country, and I think that has resulted in jobs. It's put people back to work. Our unemployment rate, before I came into the Senate, was over 12%. Now it's 7.2, a record low. It hasn't been this low since 2008, and I think that is good for Michigan. We've also put $1 billion more into K-12 education, contrary to what you see on the news, and so I want to continue on with making Michigan a great place to live, work, and play.
$1 billion more into K-12 education, but as many educators, superintendents will point out, the classroom is not seeing that sort of infusion of money. So do you need more money in education if the classroom is going to get more of it?
Well, I think one of the most important things that we've done is we've helped shore up teachers' retirements and health care, because we had continued to make it sustainable. And that's one of the things I want to continue to work on is to continue to look at that because we would have been going the way of Detroit, which is bankruptcy. So two out of the three big auto manufacturers in the state go bankrupt because of legacy costs. And so legacy costs are something that is part of K-12 education, but we've gone a long way to shore that up.
What sort of plan would you support to repair Michigan's roads and maintain them into the future?
You know, I voted to support changing the diesel parity to make it just like it is for regular gas. I also was part of the solution. Unfortunately, it failed on a bipartisan measure last spring, but I'm willing to be part of any kind of solution to fix Michigan roads. That's one of the things I think that we will get done in lame duck is to find a bipartisan solution for this.
Are you willing to consider increasing the gas tax or vehicle registration fees?
Probably not vehicle registration fees, but certainly an increase in the gas tax. One of the things that is out there is at least to make the gas tax, change it from the per gallon to a wholesale rate to make it catch up with inflation. Because if you look at the graph and chart that shows you that gas, while the price of gas has gone up, the actual gas taxes going to the roads has actually gone down because there's been no inflationary component in it. So that is something I'm willing to take a look at.
We have about 30 seconds left. Would you support any change in the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act to include protections for sexual orientation and gender identity?
You know, I really feel that nobody should be discriminated against and you should be hired or fired based upon merit or something you've done wrong. So I'm willing to have that conversation. I also, though, understand that people have sincere religious beliefs, so I'm willing to have that open conversation and dialogue if it comes before me.
Tanya Schutmaker, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
State Senator Tanya Schutmaker is a Republican. She is running for re-election this year in a new state Senate district, the 26th, which includes Van Buren, Allegan, and part of Kent County. You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK.